humiliates me.
The Goochland County Board of Supervisors has selected a familiar face as the county's new administrator. The board this morning voted unanimously to appoint former county school superintendent Jeremy Riley to the post.
This is a job that I take extremely seriously, and I'm humbled, quite honestly, and thankful for the trust and the confidence that you have placed in me to serve alongside you to do amazing things for the citizens of this fantastic community.
Riley left the Goochland school system in 2023 to serve as chief of staff at the State Department of Education. Stocks declining today after President Trump raised trade fears again. On Wall Street, the Dow is down at 107, S&P down at 21, and the NASDAQ down at 123. I'm Sarah Huffman reporting. Your next news at 4, news on demand at newsradio.wrva.com.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Great job, Sarah. Boy, I'll tell you what. Now, you know, I'm a Charles Pyle fan. Charles is the real deal, and we are fortunate to have him as part of this here little program. But we are also very, very, very fortunate to have Sarah Huffman on the team, doing a great, great job. And nice to hear her doing some anchoring, as well as the great reporting. What can I tell you? We're very fortunate. I don't know if you had the chance to listen this morning to Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. I'm hoping you did. I've been trying to encourage people to visit with Rich between 6 and 10. I was so happy yesterday when Rich actually reached out and asked me if I would come on to speak a little bit about what had happened up in D.C. He didn't have to, but he did. And I was certainly not happy about what happened, but certainly happy about sharing my thoughts and some of my insights. So, again, 6 o'clock in the morning is when you're going to find Rich hosting Richmond's Morning News, and I would urge you to check it out. The big, beautiful, bouncing ball of, well, I don't know, whatever it is. It's that thing that President Trump says has to be passed. And certainly talking with a lot of folks I know who are on my team, if you will. I'm making those air quotes because sometimes I'm not quite sure who's on the team and who's not. But it seems like we all, for the most part, are thinking, okay, good plan. Let's see what happens in the Senate. And I don't know what happens after that, but could get to the president's desk. We might see something good. We might see something bad. Remember last week, Dave Brandt was kind of giving us some of the negative stuff that might happen. Maybe there's something that has changed in the week. I don't know, but we're about to find out. My favorite economist and good guy, former member of Congress, Dr. Dave Brandt. Now, I remind everybody, Dave, even though he is the senior vice president for business relations at Liberty University, is never here on behalf of Liberty University. He's simply here because he's a good guy and he's a friend. Dave, thank you for being here, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jeff.
I want us to do something we very rarely get the chance to do. Is that okay?
Yes, fine.
I want to start on the highest of high notes because our Lady Flames had the biggest upset in women's softball history when they took out the number one team in the country, Texas A&M. So big things for the Lady Flames, right?
Yeah, no, that's an incredible win. I saw part of the game. And it's just great. It's just great to see that. And then our players are such class acts. And that coach, she's going over the summer to coach some of the pro teams. And she's a great Christian role model as well. So yeah, great team effort.
I love it. And we're playing Oregon tonight, right? That's the big game.
Yep. Come on up. Yeah. When you said the high notes, it brought me back to my high school trumpet days. I was thinking of Maynard Ferguson hitting a triple high C.
Wow. Oh, you're good. Dude, that's
remember
impressive.
Remember him? Maynard, he was a trumpeter for the first Rocky movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Now you're betraying both of our ages, but what the heck? Everybody already knew, right? So we might as well.
I know.
We'll just revel in it. That's okay.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Yep. All right. Now, okay, let's get back to the non-Lady Flames. The big, beautiful bill has made it through the House. It's over in the Senate. Are there good things coming out of it, or is it still, in your opinion, sort of a, well, I don't even remember how you described it, but you weren't happy with it?
Yeah, well, I probably said it was gimmicky. It's we're becoming, you know, Democrat-like with this SALT stuff. I mean, we're giving tax deductions to the richest folks on the coast, and we're having to fly over country, you know, manufacturing, displaced cities, and blue-collar people pay for it. It's just stunning.
Yeah.
You know, so that's one thing. Then the Medicaid stuff, we just got to be very careful on that. I think they are being careful. I think they're just getting rid of the able-bodied folks who can be out working and paying the bill.
Yep.
And so we, you know, the mega bases, we're looking out for the working class. And so you just got to make sure we do it the right way. But there's tons, you know, Obamacare just incentivized the states to have everyone sign up because the Fed said we're going to pay for 90% of it.
Yeah.
And the states only had to pay 10%. And so that it's just total, you know, free candy. And so I don't want to see the Republicans turn into Democrats, just offer stuff. And so there's good stuff. There's border stuff. There's tax incentives for capital, right? Mm-hmm. For capital investment. That will grow the economy. That's really good. And then, you know, there's a ton of good pieces in it, too. But at the end of the day, it doesn't reduce spending. And, you know, we're giving out huge tax cuts, $4 or $5 trillion, and the spending cuts are not matching. And there's a few other things they got in play that might save us some money. The tariffs might give you $300 billion or something like that.
Okay.
But it's that thing. Right after COVID, the spending shot up, and we should have crushed it right back down to normal. And in D.C., that never happens. So that's the big problem is the deficits stay at the same level.
Mm. Dave, one of the things that I've heard mentioned as, I guess, maybe it's happy talk, maybe it's hopeful, it's wishful, or maybe it's well planned out. I don't know. But they said with the growth in the economy that this is sure to bring, we will see such an increase in our GDP that's what's somehow, some way going to offset this. Is that just fuzzy math, or does that make sense some way?
No, I don't buy it. I think we probably pumped growth up, you know, to maybe something like 3 again, like Trump in 19.
Okay.
You know, it's a similar tax cuts. You get 3% growth, which is good. Not great. And then the key sentence is we're going to grow our way out of this.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, I would have said, yeah, we could grow our way out of this. But not now that this has changed, right? We're 37 trillion of debt. The bond market is starting to have hiccups. You got global instability. The jobs and housing market, some of that's still problematic, held over. So we've let ourselves become sclerotic. Right, we got hardening of the arteries, and so you can do tax cuts, but if you're not getting rid of the government, you know, crowding out and all, 80% of our energy subsidies are to subsidize China-induced green energy. Still,
wow,
I know. Yes, you can't make this stuff up, right? That's where all the grids are coming for, the solar, the green stuff. The solar now, it turns out, they have kill switches in it. The Chinese have installed it. They checked that out in Sandia Labs back in 17 and confirmed it.
Wow.
So, you know, everything I say, I've got receipts for it. And
yeah.
People want to go, just go Google it or do your artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Make sure Brat's telling the truth. But it's not good. There's a lot of stuff we got to clean up that's really bad.
But wait a minute.
Yeah.
So who was it on our side that thought it was a good idea to keep all the new Green Deal crap all around? I thought we all agreed we're going to get rid of that.
No, we got six Republican senators out in Arizona and out west where the sun always shines.
Ugh.
And so they're in favor of having this energy solution that doesn't work for the rest of the country, which has clouds once in a while.
Oh, my
right? So the problem with all that stuff is it doesn't provide you continuous power, especially after dusk.
Yep.
And then you're in major, and they're having blackouts, right? In Spain and in our country, we've got near blackouts happening out in California and whatever.
Yeah.
And I forgot to bring up, I watched news, the Harvard-China connection, because you're never going to see that out on the mainstream media.
Right.
But go look that up, because that ain't pretty.
No. And everything is winding up in these district courts, as you know. I know you're following that, and it is so absurd. But, you know, on the one hand, I'm thinking, Dave, it is the it's the indication that there's nothing left to the left, right? That this is their only game plan. They can't win. They have no ideas. They have no leaders. But the problem is they've already installed those judges, and those judges are as crazy as they are. And while it might get overturned with the Supremes, gosh, they just keep putting roadblock after roadblock in front of the president.
Yeah, well, they say they love democracy, but they don't like it, apparently. They're blocking every part of democracy that got elected. So that I believe they said democracy was so important for years, but it's a serious problem, right? I mean, it's kind of just like Zuckerbucks.
Yeah.
Zuckerbucks put up, you know, half of, I don't know, how many, $500 million or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem was it was systematically aimed at that only key states.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's the problem with these judges. They're all leftist judges aimed at key states and key issues. And that is not, the judiciary supposed to be blind, right? Lady Justice. So, boy, that's the problem. It's like if they, I don't care if judges block a president and it's kind of randomly distributed and here and there you get a judge that says, no, I differ. Okay, that's one thing, but that's not what's going on here.
This is
systematic. Use of the Article 3 powers that are intended to interpret the law, not make policy.
I have to ask you this question, Dave, because it is, again, the explanation that's been given to a lot of us with this big, beautiful bill. Dave, Jeff, this is the best we're going to get. Just, you know, get on board, join the line. Is that right?
Well, no, it's horrendous logic. That's what put us in the ditch. Moody's just downgraded us again. We've been doing it for 30 years. China's cleaning our clock.
Yeah.
And our military is not aligned properly.
Yeah.
And the country just lacks leadership. And so instead of running on, like Trump did, on a few policies and winning, the House is just, you know, tossing out stuff to New Yorkers and then Texans and this. And then they let the individuals go off and run, and that's not a good way to win because you don't have any leadership.
Yeah. I am still going to be hard-pressed. I'm not a betting man, and I don't know that you are, but I would definitely take the under if we're doing the over-under on how many votes in New York this salt stuff gets us.
I know. And it's costing us our logic.
Yeah.
I mean, that, and you know, those guys wanted an $80,000 deduction of state and local taxes. That's more than the average American makes.
Right.
I know. So it's like, come on, guys, you're just showing how out of touch. And if your state is that mismanaged, well, then that's your fault.
That's it.
And
you're in
that state. Fix the problem in your state.
Yep.
Don't make us pay for your mistakes. It's a disaster.
Exactly. All right. Well, that's pretty close to hopeful. It's not good. It's not as hopeful and as happy as Lady Flames, but I'll take that. At least it's a good dose of honesty, you know?
The converse is that if we don't do it, it's a disaster, right?
So
we need you got to have put in the policy, right?
So
that's the good news.
Ugh, I'll take it. I'm snatching the good stuff, right, even though it's surrounded by the bad stuff. Dave.
It's a sunny Friday.
Exactly.
Going into a holiday, so everybody go have fun with the families and hot dogs and get a little sunburn, play some sports, and God bless everybody out there.
Thank you, my friend. That is Dr. Dave Bratton. I remind everybody, Dave is the Senior Vice President for Business Relations at Liberty University. He's never here on behalf of the college. He's not here on behalf of Liberty. I, however, am more than happy to tell you what a great school Liberty is. You have a son or a daughter, a niece, nephew, grandson, granddaughter who's thinking about college. They need to take a drive down to Lynchburg. They need to visit Liberty because it's a wonderful, wonderful school. The kids are great. I mean, the students themselves are standouts. And those folks on the faculty are just stellar. They're great. And again, I'm going to say go Lady Flames. All right. Tonight they play Oregon. And I don't know if it's the whole McGilla tonight, but it's pretty close, right? It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.